Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this week as he is off having the time of his life in the happiest place on earth. Brian, if you're listening, turn off the Devil Radio app. Just you, just Brian. And go enjoy Disney World to all of its full extent. But really want to extend a heartfelt thank you to Jason Hafeman, host of Let's Get Local. Join me for the last half hour. Really appreciate Jason and all the insightful work he does sharing the stories of local businesses, nonprofits, and the Buy Local movement here on Devil Radio and the Shaw with Let's Get Local from 11 to noon. But all the also excellent production work that he does for our weekend programming here in the Devil Radio studios, in the Solidarity Realty studios for Devil Radio 92.7 and the weekend programming. So something I alluded to at the beginning of the show, at the top of the hour, we started off the show by mentioning that there was some breaking news going on here in the state of Wisconsin, and I'm going to be getting to your phone calls as well, 844-967-2789. But we got a statement out of the Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's office, released a press release earlier today, and this is the statement on the office of the special counsel. So Madison, Wisconsin. Speaker Robin Voss released the following statement regarding comments made about the office of special counsel. Quote, "Media reports and the statement put out by Representative Branchin were incorrect. The Office of Special Counsel will remain open as we guarantee the legal power of our legislative subpoenas and get through the other lawsuits that have gridlocked this investigation." Continuing on, "We are grateful for Justice Gableman's offer to reduce his salary, as well as we are concerned about the judicious use of taxpayer dollars." Comical, and that's my editorialization of this quote. Back to the Voss quote, "Our intention is to remain within the original budget allocated for the investigation." So that is the statement out of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's office earlier today. Previously, Voss had stated that the moving trucks would be coming to Gableman's office, packing up and with anticipation for the Office of the Special Counsel, former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman's review of the 2020 election being packed up today, April 26th. So Voss changing gears a little bit and saying, no, those media reports of my comments earlier are not true. We're going to continue on this investigation as we seek legal action against these subpoenas. So that's what's going on in Voss's world today. But we're going to go and see what's going on in your world. We got our friend Joe in Madison calling in. Joe, what's on your mind this afternoon?
Just a step back to the conversation that you were having in the last half hour. Great conversation about local business. And I just wanted to stress another point about local business. It's oftentimes a small business, and small business is the engine of our economy. It is small businesses that grow into the mighty, whether it be Starbucks or whether it be Microsoft or whatever. It is these small businesses that add to the vitality to our economic picture. And so it's important that they're local, but it's also important that they're smaller businesses, and they may be tackling something or providing a service or providing an insight into a new product that you just aren't going to get with something that's more hidebound in a bigger business. I'm thinking about the passions that direct somebody to even think about starting a place that specializes in serving coffee, or the fact that you mentioned that they were going to be interviewing someone in who's working on solar production. Mm-hmm. In one of their coming up episodes. I would bring up just some of the people that have been supporting your business, like Wisconsin Home Goods and their soy candles. That's a great thing, a really different thing to have. Or Kopke's. My understanding is that Mr. Kopke started out with a truck and whatever he could sell from the back of the truck. And he has now grown into a business with 38 greenhouses from last I heard.
Yeah.
That's an enormous growth, and people that he's supporting with this particular action and the insight that he's bringing from his love of plants and how he has grown that into a business and what that provides to our community. So it's the engine of growth. So when you choose to support local, you're supporting, it's kind of a bid to the future. You're supporting the next round of business people that may be bringing in all sorts of new talent and ideas and products into our lives. And therefore, man, and it's fun. It's really fun to be sorting out new places and see what they have. So I guess I'd encourage people, make the plunge.
Yeah, absolutely. And we appreciate your call, Joe. I appreciate your call because those are all excellent points. And Gordy is a great friend of the station, great small business owner. I get to see him every Saturday when I'm up on the square. I keep an eye out for the local. They're all local businesses at the farmer's market. But I especially like to seek out Gordy because a good friend from the local business that we've done together between Gordy Kopke's greenhouse and the station here, Devil Radio 92.7. And so it's absolutely those relationships that you can build as well. And Gordy has turned, like you said, a small selling plants out of the back of a truck to one of the larger independent greenhouses in the area is a terrific success story. And I always wish Gordy the best, and he's a very, very risky time of the year, especially when we have degree changes from 80 degrees on this past Saturday to down in the 30s and 40s as we're experiencing now. It's a really strenuous time for small business owners, not just because of the pandemic, because of standard conditions like that, just spring in Wisconsin. And so I encourage everyone, if you're looking for getting your green thumb started, go check out Gordy Kopke down in Dunn, Wisconsin, beautiful Dunn, Wisconsin, just north of Oregon. And you can definitely go check out the greenhouses for yourself and see the great work that Gordy's doing down there. And it is Joe. It's stories like that and just the connections that you can make by shopping local. We got John Hubertus also texting in. John in Hubertus, excuse me, texting in saying that it sounds like a juggling act, what we're saying. The Starbucks and Amazon are starting to become unionized, so should we support small businesses or union workers? And my response to John is, it's absolutely not a zero-sum game. You definitely don't necessarily need to choose one or the other. You can definitely support both union workers and you can support local small businesses. It doesn't have to be a trade-off where you only do one or this way or the one that way. Like Joe said, it's a lot of fun to experience these local small businesses. And having the variety and the opportunity to go and do business with so many different small businesses is absolutely part of the fun of it. And you can go and have all these different experiences, get to meet these different terrific people. And like Jason said, it's all about the stories that you hear as you're developing the relationships with these small businesses. So appreciate the call, Joe. You can be like Joe. Give me a call, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison, as well as the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha. But Brian is off this week, so I'm diving back into the headlines. But we've got that statement earlier from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, his statement on the Office of the Special Counsel. And I want to read one of the parts of the quote again. We are grateful for Justice Gableman's offer to reduce his salary as we are all concerned about the judicious use of taxpayers' dollars. Our intention is to remain within the original budget allocated for the investigation. So Assembly Speaker Robin Voss taking that 8-month paid vacation, 9-month paid vacation, I believe. The assembly wrapped up before the end of 10 months. They wrapped up at the end of February. He hasn't been doing any legislative work since the end of February, but very, very gracious of the state assembly speaker to say that he is concerned about taxpayer dollars here in the state of Wisconsin. So jumping off from Voss's comments, we do have a headline over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Robin Voss extends Michael Gableman's Wisconsin election review after pressure from Donald Trump. Huh. So the statements from Robin Voss today came from some of the statement, it came after some of the statements by the former guy yesterday. And diving into the piece written by Molly Beck over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is extending the taxpayer-funded contract of the former Supreme Court Justice leading a review of the 2020 election, a decision announced a day after former President Donald Trump sought to intimidate Voss by threatening a successful primary challenge if the review did not continue. Diving out of the piece real quick, that sounds like the former guy is the center of this party. The GOP is the party of Trump because he is intimidating the Speaker of the State Assembly. The leader of the Republican Party in Wisconsin is being threatened by the former guy from across the country that if he does not continue, the only investigation into the 2020 election that is still ongoing, Wisconsin is doing more. Republicans in Wisconsin are doing more to throw the 2020 election into continued doubt than any other state in the nation. And that still is not enough for the former guy to be appeased by the work being done by Voss. Now, diving back into the piece, in a statement Monday that did not name Voss directly, Trump suggested in a statement to his millions of supporters that the Rochester Republican will see a successful primary opponent if he does not extend former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman's contract with the state assembly. Quote, anyone calling themselves a Republican in Wisconsin should support the continued investigation in Wisconsin without interference. So again, that is a quote from Trump. That is what Trump said. And he is saying this about the leader of the Republican Party in the state that is doing more than any other state to continue to doubt the 2020 election. And that is not good enough for the former guy. He wants no interference. No interference with that, even though Voss is the one that greenlighted it, and Gableman has been bumbling for 10 months now to quote-unquote restore election integrity, as Gableman has said in the past, without being able to provide any evidence of widespread voter fraud. So, continuing on from Trump's quote, I understand some rhinos have primary challengers in Wisconsin. I'm sure their primary opponents would get a huge bump in the polls if these rhinos interfere, Trump said, using the acronym for Republicans in name only. On Tuesday, Voss issued the statement announcing Gableman's office will remain open as we guarantee the legal power of our legislative subpoenas to get through the other lawsuits that have gridlocked this investigation. So Voss spending the last 10 months allowing Gableman to go on these wild taxpayer-funded adventures to, I believe, North Dakota, Arizona, Utah, Florida, all of these different places to, quote-unquote, restore integrity to Wisconsin's elections. But that is not good enough. Trump wants Gableman to be able to continue on despite no evidence to this point. Going to the lines, we got Wisco Paul up next. Wisco, what are your thoughts on the continuation of the Gableman investigation?
Well, if I wasn't living this right now, I wouldn't believe it could even be happening, Luke. I said this before. I hope people get behind Tony, because without him, I don't know if this state will be livable, at least for some kind of sane government here. And I don't know how Trump is even relevant with what's going on, but it's just the whole thing is just amazing. So please get behind Tony, because otherwise, I don't know. Well, I do know. We'll have about 2 voting machines in Milwaukee and probably maybe 4 in Dane County. Thanks, Lou.
Absolutely, Wisco. And I don't know about just 2 voting machines, but they definitely have the possibly compromised voting machines from Gableman trying to investigate them in the back of a liposuction clinic in Brookfield or wherever he's conducting his work now, because that is the scary part, Wisco, is if somebody in the Republican Party gets elected to be governor, it seems like there's going to be a pretty quick overhaul of elections here in the state of Wisconsin. And that is a scary thought to think about, because Republicans in Wisconsin have done everything they can to undermine our elections since 2020. And it doesn't seem like there's any signs of it stopping, because every time Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says that he plans on wrapping it up, he blows right past that deadline. So I think it's time for all of us to stop taking any deadline that Voss puts out there seriously. But that's just my opinion. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You can give me a call, 844-967-2789. I'm going to be right back.